Welcome to the God and Dad Talk Podcast. We're excited you have tuned in to hear from us about following God as believers of Jesus Christ and how that drives us to try to be the best dads we can. It's time to discuss all things manly, so without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey everyone, welcome to the God and Dad Talk Podcast. I am Rodney Weichel. I got my co-host with me.
Hey, this is Brandon. How's it going? It's been about, 2 years, Rodney?
It has been a while. So, what's new in your world, Brandon?
Oh, goodness. Where do we start? Well, you know, there's just a lot been going on this last couple of years. I think that's one of the reasons we didn't get any content out, but I thank our faithful listeners for tuning back in today. And as we record this first episode, it's, January 4th in 2024, so a new year. So, lots to be excited about there, lots of possibility. I know I'm working on myself, but I think first maybe we should remind our listeners, Rodney, who we are and what this podcast is all about. What do you think?
All right, sure. Sounds great. You want to kick it off?
Sure, I can do that. So I'm Brandon. You can call me Patches. My friends call me Patches. I don't remember which nickname you know of, but Rodney, but there's been a couple. And I will say, if you search Facebook hard enough, there's some pretty incriminating videos, or not Facebook, but YouTube, there's some pretty incriminating videos out there of me, but we won't talk about that very long. Retired Air Force. I did 20 years in the United States Air Force, HUA, and started out working on airplanes, which about 3 years in, they figured out I was really bad at, like nothing where a plane got off the ground, you know, that I shouldn't have worked on, but certainly made a big hole in an F-16 one time that I shouldn't have. So learned how to paint walls and fix buildings instead of airplanes for about 3 months after that. But then by the grace of God, I was able to change jobs and became what they call education and training manager. And so it's kind of like a program manager, project manager, teacher, kind of all things education. Did a little bit with the education function, actual like proctoring tests and stuff in the Air Force. And I think the highlight of my career was really doing drug testing for one unit I was in. That was super fun, collecting people's urine. So thanks for that, Air Force. So I try to be kind of a jack of all trades. I enjoy working on stuff, just not stuff that's going to fall out of the air. So I also have a Jeep, full-size Jeep to be more specific, which is roughly about, I'm going to butcher this and the Jeep guys are going to kill me for it, but roughly 64 to 65 Jeep Wagoneer. All the way to 1987 Grand Wagoneer, which includes the Cherokees of that era, the J trucks and M715 military vehicles, things like that. So there's a lot to the Jeeps. The acronym for Jeep, as Rodney probably knows by now, being a newer Jeep owner, is just empty every pocket. If it's not gas, it's parts. So that's the Jeep thing. I'm a huge University of Michigan fan. I think, Rodney, you might want to talk about how big of a fan you are when it comes to the University of Michigan. And did you know, January 4th, next week on the 8th, we actually are playing in the national championship against that school from out west, who we shall not be named. I'm a husband and a father as well. I have one beautiful wife and three beautiful kids, and another guy that I like, pretty fond of, my son-in-law, and is married to our middle daughter as of June of 2023. So that's been super exciting getting to know him the last few years. You know, just trying to pour into all the kids in different ways. Every kid is different, as we've talked about in our previous podcast, but certainly love my kids and live for my wife first and then my kids. But you love them all in different ways for, you know, on different days. I mean, I love them every day. Let me just clarify that, but in different ways, different days. I like to rhyme. Sometimes I do amateur rap, which is odd for a Caucasian male in his mid-40s, but you might hear some of that come out on this podcast. I'm trying to think, there was something else. Oh, I'm trying to get into gardening, actually. That's kind of I'll touch on that a little bit later. But and then most importantly, if you know anything about me, it's that I love Jesus Christ, God in three persons. And so been to a bunch of different types of churches over the years with the military, especially moving around. We moved almost every 3 years for 20 years. And so we've been Baptist church, we've been Protestant churches, we've been Pentecostal churches, we've been gospel churches, you know, and there's a lot there. But one of the things I love about churches, that's where I met you, Radu. That's where I met my best friend, who's my co-host as well.
Yeah.
So I just still praise God for that, the impact that you've had on my life, and the things that we still get to walk through together, even if you do live in that state south of Michigan University. So with that, why don't you tell us about yourself, Rodney? I've talked a lot.
All right. I, too, am retired from the Air Force. And I also was actually a crew chief on F-16s. I enjoyed the job. I went on to many different places, mostly out west, a couple overseas tours. But like you said, that's how we met, was through the Air Force. I'm also married with four kids, and my kids keep me pretty active. My oldest son, he's into baseball, plays both spring and fall ball. And then my youngest three, they're into spring and fall soccer. So during the spring, during the fall, we stay pretty busy with the kids. All of my kids are involved in Bible quizzing, and I too am really in love with Jesus, and I am actually ordained, and I help out at my church. My cousin is our worship pastor, and I work the sound booth and do all of our live streaming. Let's see what else. Like you said, we just recently got a Jeep, so we're getting to that Jeep scenario. As you say, you know, you spend money to soup them all up or whatever, to fix them or just to have fun. So we have gotten into the Jeep thing. I recently completed a course, so I am actually now a financial coach. I got an MBA in finance from Mount Vernon Nazarene University, and I just really enjoy working with numbers, doing financial stuff. So anybody's interested, I'm a financial coach. I can kind of help you out. As I mentioned, we go to church at Mount Vernon First Church of Nazarene. I actually grew up Baptist, met my wife. She's gone to this same church all her life. I mean, as Brandon said, we moved around a lot in the military, so we went to a lot of the chapels on base, had different types of different denominations and stuff, but we've always been Christians, strong believer of God, so that's how we've centered our life around God. As far as some hobbies of mine, I like outdoors, hunting, fishing, camping, basically anything outdoors. I like sports. Big Buckeye fan, you know. Fortunately, yeah, you're right, Brandon. You guys took us down this year, but hey, I'm still tried and true to my team. Also a big Dallas Cowboy fan. As far as other stuff, I like doing woodworking. I got a little workshop that I do some different kind of woodworking stuff. I grew up, my grandpa was a carpenter, so I learned a lot of stuff from him and how to build things. Right after high school, I actually got into demolition derby a little bit, so that was kind of something I really enjoyed too, but haven't done that since back then. But it's just a little tidbit about me, and I like to read. Of course, I like to read my Bible, but I like to read, you know, other books, so that's just a quick little snippet about me. So I think we should jump on in with this podcast, Brandon.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, I'm as well. I'm also writing a book, and camping outdoors are always good. So yeah, let's talk about this podcast a little bit, shall we? How often can our, you know, it's a new season, it's a new year. I know before we were podcasting all the time, it felt like, but I think it was more just you were editing all the time, right? So, I mean, we're kind of changing our frequency up. Can you talk about that a little bit, Rodney?
Yeah, we were doing every other week. We're going to jump back into it. I mean, like you said, it's been a couple years since we've done this God and Dad Talk podcast. So we're just grateful, you know, everybody that's listening, everybody that's been a fan of our Facebook page. I mean, you've stuck with us. So even though there hasn't been any activity in the last 2 years, but you know, as soon as we put a post out today, everybody was, you know, all on board. So we're going to jump back in. We're going to probably start out with once a month, and that could change. I mean, you know, however God leads us. So we'll just see how it goes.
Definitely. Sounds good. So we'll start with once a month. Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah. Our plan is to basically each episode, I mean, we want to, of course, base it around God, base it around scripture. So we'll dive into, you know, some book or chapter or whatever it is that's God's laid upon our heart, as far as our scripture. But we'll cover some scripture. We'll pick out a certain topic. We'll cover different topics, different episodes, and we're hoping to occasionally get some guest speakers on here to join us. So that'll be a good time too. So you guys don't want to miss out.
Sounds really exciting, actually. I'm excited, especially for those guest speakers. I think we'll have some really good perspectives on them. So what other kinds of things are we thinking we're going to cover this year? We're talking about monthly. We talked about military life a little bit, maybe a little bit of more of a window into that. What other topics do you already have on the future episode, do you think?
Right now, I know we've kind of talked about, like you said, military lives. We talked about maybe doing something, talk about some hobbies, you know. I mean, stuff you can do different times of the year. Like we said, we both kind of like outdoor stuff. So, I mean, we might talk about some camping ideas or stuff like that. Or, like I said, I'm kind of in hunting and fishing, so I might throw a little bit of that in there. We'll, you know, talk about, you know, family life, what it's like, you know, having kids. I mean, our kids are in different stages of our lives. I mean, your kids have all graduated, and my kids are in elementary and middle school right now. So just what it's like, you know, raising a family. We'll talk about the missional church. You say you got a guest speaker probably for that one, Brandon?
Yeah, I got a friend of mine that's really shown me some things that I never thought about and directed me towards some resources on that. Being what does it mean for the church to really be missional, you know, in the community, but and beyond our local borders. So I think that'll be a really good one. I'm looking for it. I should probably ask him first. I haven't actually talked about it, but I'm sure he'll be on board for that. So yeah, we'll be able to help him call in with us.
But so, are you getting other topics, do you think we'll be covering, Brandon?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe we can chat. I know it seems like the last couple of years, especially since, you know, COVID kind of slowed down. And then it's like there's other things. It's all the adversity, whether it be illness. I've got a friend that I'd like to have on the podcast. He's dealing with a lot of stuff right now that I don't know what he wants to talk about specifically, but, you know, he's a pastor as well. So he can certainly give a godly perspective, I think, just like you and I can. You know, part of being the missional church is to invite different people in with different perspectives, and certainly our local pastors that a lot of us have in different communities, you know, these are people that have sacrificed a lot. So I think he has some good perspective on what that might look like. I know he's been able to speak into my life quite a bit during the worst times. You know, I think work-life balance is something that a lot of dads, you know, struggle with. I've talked to a lot of guys here recently in the last year or so. What does work-life balance really mean? What does that look like? And maybe, you know, how does that tie into pressure parenting? Maybe that'll be a topic one time. Since I didn't know you were a financial, you know, counselor now, man, you're always surprising me. So financial stress, that'd be a huge one. I think a lot of people can identify with that one. Just general communication challenges, maybe a topic, maybe at home with the kids, you know, certainly as a dad, there's times when I would feel like I communicated better than others. And sometimes I wish I could take back, you know, because I just didn't communicate with my kids. And, you know, that ties into being a husband as well. But even with work communications, for those of us that are working full time out of the home, and those that are working full time in the home, you know, there's a lot of communication that has to happen there too. Managing expectations and things. The idea of emotional expression to me, you know, this whole topic of masculinity, right? Like the intro that we have, it says, you know, we talk about all things manly. Well, what does that really mean? What does manly mean in today's day and age? From a biblical perspective, excuse me, you know, for what does the Bible say about masculinity? Is it toxic? Is it not? You know, I think that would be a good one for us to dive into.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you know, Bible's definitely something we got to base our lives upon. So, I mean, you know, diving right into scripture means the best way to go.
Yeah, so all these things this year. And then parental involvement, you know, parenting with your spouse, with your wife, you know, or if you're a single parent, you know, others, you know, maybe you have parents that are involved with your, you know, it's their grandkids and they want to be involved. What does that look like? And then just overall, you know, maybe wrap up the year with just lack of support from the world. You know, when you don't feel that support, when you don't feel like you have anybody you can talk to, how does that resilience piece from scripture play into that? You know, I think there's a lot that the Bible says about that. So I think that would be a good round us up for the year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting. So hopefully everybody will tune in to see what we have to say. And I mean, we have a email address. You know, if you have any thoughts or concerns, you can always email us any ideas that, you know, you might want us to talk about, or we can try to throw them in. But our email address is actually godanddadtalk@gmail.com. So it's godanddadtalk@gmail.com. So send us some emails. We look forward to hearing from you guys.
Definitely. I might send an email right after this recording. Who
knows? Let us know how we did, Brandon.
Yeah. I'll send out a survey to myself.
I know.
Part of my job, send out a survey. So, well, gosh, Rodney, I keep going back to this thought. It's been 2 years or more, maybe. I think it was January of 22 was the last time we posted anything on Facebook. What have you been up to the last 2 years?
It's been a lot going on. Well, as I mentioned, I just recently completed training. I'm a certified Dave Ramsey financial coach. So if anybody's gone through Financial Peace University, know anything about Dave Ramsey, I've actually gone through the course to become a financial coach. That's something I just did here recently.
Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks. Yeah, I'm excited about doing it. Excited to try to help some people out. So, as you mentioned, you know, there's a lot of financial stress in this world, and it's something that, you know, a lot of people can probably use some coaching to help. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to be perfect. I mean, I probably use some coaching my own self, but, you know, I mean, you know, we rely upon God and, you know, dig into the scripture and, you know, go by what He says, you know, supposed to do financially. So, we'll work through it.
Is that something people can email you for advice on? Do you give general financial advice? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you can email us that same email address, and we'll try to reach out to you and see what we can do.
Awesome. All right. Anything else you want to share? You guys won a championship, right? You won a couple championships, I think, and your kids.
Like I said, my kids have been really involved in Bible quizzing with our church, and my middle son last year went to the World Bible Quiz out in Indianapolis, so he qualified for that, so that was really exciting.
Awesome.
My oldest son, they had theirs here locally, so we just had a local thing, but they both did really well. My oldest son, he's in teen quizzing. My other kids are all still in in elementary school, so they're in kids quizzing. But like I said, my oldest son, he's in teen quizzing now. He's in 7th grade. And he has his world Bible quiz this year out at Point Loma in San Diego, California. So we're planning a trip out there in June to, you know, watch my son do his Bible quizzing for the world championship. So that'll be pretty exciting. Let's see. Like I said, they're all involved in sports, so they've done really well. My middle son, like I said, all my three youngest all play soccer, but my middle son, his soccer team won the championship this past fall, so that was exciting to watch him do that. My oldest son, like I said, he's in 7th grade, so he's been playing in league baseball since he started back in T-ball, so he's been in it every year. But this fall was his last chance to play in the league ball, so he'll be moving up to Babe Ruth baseball this coming spring because our school that he's at, they don't have a middle school baseball team, so they don't have it until they get into high school. So he'll be playing in the Babe Ruth league, and so that'll be a step up for him, but it'd be something exciting.
That's cool. That's awesome. Very cool.
But yeah, I mean, that's kind of a little quick update on what's going on in our lives. So what about you, Brandon?
Oh, like I said, it's been a lot this last 2 years. Let me go through last year from memory. So we had this in May, the middle of May, we had a wedding. My daughter, like I say, my daughter, middle daughter got married. And then a week, I think it was a week later, maybe 2 weeks later. I forget. No, it's such a blur. No, I think it was like a week and a half later, maybe. We'll call it a week and a half. My youngest daughter graduated high school. And so we had all the festivities for that. And then we said, man, this is just too exciting. So we went from Virginia to Alaska for a week and a half. And that was crazy. We drove 1,500 miles in 9 days, and which really isn't a lot when I say it out loud. We drove all over southern Alaska. We didn't make it to Southeast, but we went to Valdez, and we went to Seward, and we went to Whittier, and went to Anchorage and Wasilla and the Mattsu Valley, which is short for the I'm going to butcher the name, Matsu Valley. That's not the right way to say it. Mattsu Valley is short. That's what the locals call it. And we're actually going back here in a week and a half. My wife surprised me for Christmas with another trip back to Alaska. So it's just kind of our become a fun destination for us. We're going to try to see if we can survive the Arctic. We're going to have a high of, I think, 4 degrees in Fairbanks while we're there, and a high of 13 in the Mattsu Valley while we're there. So we're really looking forward to that trip. And contrary to popular belief, where we have a rental car, we're not actually going to be sled dogging our way everywhere. So this time of year, they do have cars still. So that's exciting.
You should try sled dogging though. That might be exciting.
It is
My
exciting.
cousin's actually stationed up in Alaska right now, and him and his wife, they've actually done that. So I've seen pictures of it. But looks interesting.
I'll tell you what it is. It's kind of expensive to do it for the
Oh
tour.
yeah. I don't know. I've never checked into price of it, but yeah, I mean I think it'd be something, I mean you don't want to do it very often. I mean it's not something you do around here anymore. I mean we don't get enough snow, seems like. I was talking to my kids the other day just about snowmobiling. Like when we were kids growing up, I mean, we used to get quite a bit of snow, and a lot of people had snowmobiles, and we'd go ride snowmobiles around. But now, you're lucky to get a dusting here or there. I mean, we haven't got good snow here in quite a while, so I think you don't even see snowmobiles anymore. But I know that's something else that they've done up there in Alaska. It's they've went and ride snowmobiles, like I said, dog sledding. They've done a lot of outdoors interesting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people that live up there. They have to use a, they call them snow machines, not snowmobiles like we do down here in the lower 48. But yeah, some people have to drive snow machines. I was watching YouTube the other day. This family, they had a baby, and they wrapped their baby all up, and they had a snow machine like 3 or 4 miles just to get to their house. It was wild. But the baby was slept the whole way, and they were safe. And that's like riding a mo anything else with a motor, as long as you're careful and you don't go doing burnouts with your baby, on board all the time, you'll be fine. So other people that have to fly into their, they live like at a grassy strip, and that's the airport, and they have to fly in really remote places. I read a book here a while ago. They were teachers in the 80s, and like the islands off the Aleutian Islands out in Alaska, like the bay in southwest Alaska, and they literally had to fly in like a few like carts of groceries, and that was the only way they could get groceries every however often, every week or whatever. And if the weather's bad, you just got to make do with what you got. You got to fish. You literally have to hunt for your food. So I don't know. There's just, there's a lot. I'm sure we'll get comments and stuff about, oh, it's cold in Alaska. I'm like, oh, really? I didn't know that. Because, I will say this, it's definitely not what you see on TV. And half the time, it's not what you see online, YouTube, even in stuff that people have lived there. There's, if people hate it, they just tell you how horrible it is. If they're not gun people, they tell you that everybody's got a gun, which is true. But it's like anywhere. It's just
I think it's what you make of it, though. I mean, as both of us being in the military, you get to different bases, and it's just what you make of it, where you're located at. So, I mean, I know a lot of people, they were talking about, when I was heading overseas there, I got sent to Korea there one time, and people's like, that's gonna be the worst assignment ever. I didn't like it, but it's what you make of it, so.
yeah, I mean, it's like where I live in Virginia, and the only thing I heard about was how bad the traffic is, and that was true. But if you don't leave the house, it's really good. So, especially working from home, I just don't leave the house anymore, which is probably not good. So, but yeah, so that's been Alaska has been a big part of our last year for sure. 2022, I'm trying to remember. COVID kind of messed my head up a little bit, I think. So my wife's dad had cancer twice, and I think 2022 was his second treatment, which is ironically when I started researching Alaska, as we were going through that and just trying to support them. So But he's doing really well right now, so we're really just praise God for the healing that has been done twice there and continues to happen. So, but yeah, so it's been a lot, certainly, you know, kids moving in, moving out, stuff like that, you know, having adult children is a different dynamic than, you know, younger kids like what you guys are raising right now. So, but still enjoying the age and the life, you know, the stage of life that they're in. So, finally got home internet, so I'm hoping to be able to do some video gaming online with the boys here soon. So we'll see.
So you moved out of the Stone Age, no more dial-up, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's funny you say that. We actually tried DSL for a little while, and it was just horrible. Yeah. I just couldn't do it. So we finally did the T-Mobile, not a sponsor, but if they want to sponsor us, they can. T-Mobile 5G at our house, we're finally able to get it. So 5G might be a topic too. That's a whole other conversation. But at any rate, yeah. So anyway, that's the very short version of the last 2 years for me and our family. So, but you talked about the format earlier, and as we have in the past, I think we want to touch on some scripture here. We were talking scripture. We were like going through each chapter in Ecclesiastes. We spent quite a bit of time in just part of Ecclesiastes when we were podcasting before. What does this one look like?
I said, you know, when we were talking the other day, you know, it's a new year, it's a new beginning, you know, let's start right at the beginning. I mean, Genesis, that means the beginning. So, I made a commitment, you know, at the beginning of the year, I'm going to read through the Bible, you know, throughout this whole year. And of course it starts right in Genesis. So, I mean, my Bible reading plan started me right in Genesis with the beginning. So I thought, you know, what better way to kick off the new year, the beginning of this year, with Genesis.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. That's a nice light start. It's a big book with a lot going on.
It is. I thought about that. I mean, we got a lot to cover. I mean, there's a lot that happens in those chapters of Genesis. I mean, you have lots of people, you know, that a lot of people know about, you know, even if they don't really know the Bible, they know about a lot of the characters that come out of Genesis.
That's true. I was looking through there. I'd forgotten what some of those stories are in there because they're very familiar. A lot of them. I didn't even realize that was where they were at. So that's kind of a good idea that we start there. I think it's a good reminder for me, you know, this more quote unquote seasoned believer, if you will. Yeah. I think it's always good to get back to the basics in the beginning. So are we going to go through line by line scripture like we did before? I think that would probably take like 12 years instead of 12 months.
Well, you know, hey, let's go for 12 years this time. Let's not take that little 2 year hiatus. So let's just keep going, man. Yeah, but no, I don't think we'll be able to go line by line like we did before. I mean, you know, just covering Genesis alone is going to take us quite a while. I mean, if you went line by line. So, but I mean, most people know, you know, the first verse of the Bible, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And I mean, it all starts right there. I mean, there was nothing in existence before God decided to create it. And I mean, it goes through, you know, the first chapter of Genesis, you know, telling, you know, how God created all this different stuff, you know, throughout the first 6 days. And it tells, you know, that, you know, he created the light, the lesser light and the greater light, you know, the sun and the moon. And I mean, how he created the waters and trees and the plants and animals. And I mean, he created everything. So, I mean, you know, we serve a marvelous God that, you know, there's nothing that he can't do. So, I mean, he put this whole world into motion. And I mean, you know, it tells you in Genesis, you know, that he went through, you know, 6 days, created all this stuff. And on the seventh day, you know, it tells you that he rested. I mean, that's the day of Sabbath. I mean, the day of rest. So, I mean, he did all this in just 6 days. So that's something very impressive. Of course, I mean, I don't know how far you want to dive into Genesis today, but I mean, you know, it goes on, you know, tells, you know, how God went on to create man, you know, in his likeness. So, I mean, you know, we are created in the likeness of God. I mean, God made us to be like him. I mean, of course, man has fallen. I mean, everybody knows that, you know, Adam and Eve got tempted by the serpent, you know, to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They fell under that temptation, and sin entered the world. And, you know, you can keep going through Genesis, and I mean, you'll have the story of Noah. I mean, you know, God got so frustrated at mankind, you know, that he wanted to destroy everyone. So, you know, he brought Noah into this world to, you know, be the guy that he needed to continue this world, he told Noah, go out and build an ark. Take two of every kind of animal. You know, take your wife, your three sons, your three wives. You know, get in this boat. It's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. So, I mean, you know, God decided he was, you know, kind of fed up with, you know, all the sin that had entered the world. So, you know, God sent the flood, and Noah and his family survived the flood by the ark. So, I mean, there's a lot, you know, just covered in just a short amount of time in Genesis. So, I mean, of course, you got the story of Abraham, you know, started out as Abram and, you know, his wife Sarah, and how, you know, God promised Abraham, you know, to be the father of many nations. And, you know, Abraham was kind of downhearted because, you know, he had no kids, and, you know, his wife, you know, wasn't bearing any kids for him. And, you know, jump into Genesis, read that story. I mean, you'll learn how, you know, Abraham, you know, was really a follower of God. I mean, God, you know, told Abraham to sacrifice his son when he did have one. And Abraham was listening to what God said, and he took his son, you know, to the sacrificial table and laid him on there. And then God told him, don't lay a hand on that kid, you know. And lo and behold, he sent a ram that was in the bush there in Piam. And I mean, Abraham was able to use that ram as a sacrifice. But God knew that Abraham really loved him by the fact that, you know, he was willing to sacrifice his own son that he wanted so desperately. So, I mean, Genesis is just chock full of so many good stories.
Yeah, I think you made it maybe a quarter of the way through with that synopsis, right?
Oh, yeah, I think I might have covered, what, maybe three chapters?
Yeah, I think you made it through maybe like 10 or 11. And don't quote me on that. But, yeah, I'm looking at chapter 8, you know, and it's talking about the flood receding. And I think that's part of the redemption story that God writes for dads and husbands. Like, when you do mess up or when you feel like you're not meeting the mark, there's a redemption story there. God didn't just leave them on the boat. You know, he doesn't abandon us. He gives us a fresh start every day. When you mess up, you got to repent. You got to literally turn around and apologize sometimes, you know, and maybe talk to God about stuff. Because if you've done somebody that you care about wrong, the first conversation you need to have is not with that person necessarily, but with God, and make sure you're right with God first. And certainly if anyone has questions, you know, Rodney gave up that email earlier. Go ahead and email us. We'd love to talk to you about that stuff. Hopefully this podcast will help answer a lot of those questions. But let me see how far. I'm starting the Bible narration here.
Yeah, we got, I think Noah starts actually Genesis chapter 6. And yeah, it runs through, I'm wanting to say 10, maybe 11. I don't know. Let me look.
The title of the chapter in mine in the NLT version is God's confirming his covenant, you know, and there's that God's promise coming through.
Chapter 10 in mine, it says, you know, the table of nations, and it goes through, you know, who is the father of who. And I mean, I'll admit there's a lot of names in there that I can't pronounce correctly, but yeah. I mean, you know, it gives kind of the genealogy and tells, you know, how, you know, a lot of the people come to be. And then, of course, there was the Tower of Babel. I mean, you know, as mentioned in chapter 11, you know, I mean, they tried to build that tower to reach heaven. And, I mean, God was like, no, you're not building this tower. You know, that's when he decided to mix the speaking of, you know, all the different people and created all the different languages so that they couldn't communicate with each other. So,
kind of prophetic for today, I think, in a lot of ways.
Yep, and then at the end of chapter 11 is when we pick up with Abraham, who was, like I said, originally called Abram, and then goes on to chapter 12, so.
Lot.
Nephew Lot, yep.
There's a lot here. Abram takes up quite a bit.
Yeah, he does. But like I said, I mean, he was a big factor in the Bible, I mean.
Yeah. So. Well, he got impatient too with God, you know, and he demanded, you know, when Sarah couldn't have a kid, he went to,
her maidservant.
And then they had Ishmael, which is part of why we're seeing a lot of the issues politically and geopolitically today, I think. The different tribes and things that came out of that, Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, God doesn't tolerate wickedness. That's what Sodom and Gomorrah is about. But again, he provides a way out for Lot's wife, and Lot's wife died because she turned around and wanted to go back to the old way of living.
Yeah.
And then there's more about Abraham in 20, Isaac in 21, 22, Sarah in 23, and then some of the, like I said, some of the offspring here, Isaac and some of his stuff. Jacob was a big one in Genesis. And out of Jacob comes, you know, Jacob and Rachel. And Jacob's a story about, you know, I think patience in a lot of ways, right? Not to try to proofread anything here, but that's not there in the scripture. But, you know, Jacob works for, what is it, 7 years, and then gets tricked by Laban, and then has to work another 7 years to get Rachel. And
yeah,
for the marriage. And that was just the culture then. It's not that he had two wives or anything crazy like that. That was just the culture at the time. Like he had the, it was more of a promise than it was the way that we see marriage today. So keep in mind, this is not American culture. This is not Western culture. This was Jewish culture, you know, or what would become Jewish culture anyway. Return to Bethel, Jacob.
Yeah, I think a big one we kind of skipped over. I kind of slipped my brain for a little bit, was actually Enoch. I mean, you know, he's here on this earth, you know, and then all of a sudden God just pulls him in back. I mean, it's just, he just disappeared because God, you know, said, hey, you're coming home. So, I mean, you know, they didn't know what happened, but I mean, he was here one day, gone the next. I mean, that's another big character that is mentioned in Genesis.
Yeah. Enoch, I mean, that's really, you have to, you hear about people like go to Alaska. People disappear in Alaska hiking and stuff. It literally happens and they're never found. But here, God, you know, God. I think Enoch is kind of, I don't know. It's easy to read too much into it. But I wonder. I guess I'll say it that way. I wonder if the reason that Enoch's story is in there in Genesis is to show that God restores things, right? God restores life. He shows you things sometimes. Sometimes He does call you places, you know, that are kind of crazy to go to, whether it be somewhere overseas or whatever. But, you know, I'd have to go back and look at Enoch to get a better idea I think the message there is. But I mean, you know, to me, when I think of Enoch disappearing and coming back and seeing what he saw, you know, Jacob wrestled, I think it was Jacob that wrestled with an angel. So, I mean, there's a lot of just, okay, God, I don't quite get that in Genesis and, you know, throughout the Bible, but it's also not our responsibility to have to know everything. You know, if we knew it all, we wouldn't need to trust God. We wouldn't need to trust the Word.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think I still admit to struggling with a little bit, is just that trust piece. And I think a lot of dads are, you know, but that's what this podcast is about, is try to help us grow in that. So as we podcast out, we're growing as well, you know, with the things that we're studying. So I know Genesis, there's a lot about this guy named Joseph. Who's Joseph in Genesis? Is that the same Joseph that was the father of Jesus?
Not quite.
No? You want to clear that up for us?
All people's probably heard of the story of actually Joseph. I mean, he's another big name character in the Bible. But, I mean, most people's probably heard the story of Joseph and the coat of many colors. So, I mean, Joseph was, you know, an individual that was the youngest of his brothers, and they were jealous of Joseph. So they decided to, you know, kill him, and they threw him into a pit, and then they decided, they seen some, I'm drawing a blank,
like camel traders or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, right? Some kind of traders or something like that, coming by, and they decided to sell Joseph to them as a slave, and of course, Joseph goes on to become the second in command. And his family and him eventually reunited, and Joseph forgave them for what they did. So, I mean, that's a great story in itself, just the story of Joseph. I mean, all that he encountered and what he had to go through. And, I mean, this, you know, shows that, you know, in this life we'll have lots of struggles, but, you know, you just got to keep your eyes focused on God, and He'll get you through it.
Yeah, that's good. It sounds like we're almost diving into our topic for later this year about, where was it at? Overcoming adversity. Maybe we'll have that tie in. That sounds good. I like it. I think we made it all the way through Genesis today with that synopsis. Now, again, this is not an exegetical line by line study of the scripture. This is obviously our paraphrase of the book. So you can email us mean things if you want. But check it out for yourself. There's a lot in Genesis. And if you don't understand, talk to somebody or email us, and we'll try to provide some better context. Let's find somebody that is solid in the Word, you know, solid in the Bible. Don't just walk into like any church and, you know, kind of ask around. Talk to somebody that has been in church a while, and somebody that you trust that hasn't, like, you know, said one thing and then done the opposite kind of thing. I think that's it's sometimes Christians can be the worst people in the church. I'll just say it that way. But there's a lot of people that really love the Lord, more so than the bad ones, I think. So
yeah,
and we're certainly we try to be men of integrity, so we're happy to try to answer questions or whatever over email if you're more comfortable with that.
But yeah, like I said, we, you know, along with you guys, we're growing, you know, in our walk with God. And I mean, we're growing in our knowledge of the Bible as we go through this podcast. And like you said, you know, if there's anything we can help you with, I mean, you know, let us know. I mean, email us or whatever, and we will try to do our best to help you or get you pointed at least in the right direction. So we're trying to walk through this all together. I mean, walk through this life together, you know, just keeping our eyes focused on God.
Yeah, I think it's like if you go and Google something, you're going to get like a million and trillion results. But if you ask somebody that can kind of point you to a resource or in the right direction, or just have a conversation, or maybe you just need somebody to listen. You know, we're not certified counselors. And I don't know, Rodney, you might be at this point with all this stuff you've been doing. I've got a counseling, sort of a counseling degree, but I'm not a certified counselor. But I know how to be quiet as well as talk, and I try to do that when I see the Lord lays somebody on my heart. So definitely reach out to us via email before, you know, your questions become more than you want to ask. So, yeah, that's awesome. Well, we're getting near time, I think, here, Rodney. We've been going almost an hour. Why don't we talk about prayer a little bit? Can you touch on what that looks like for this season of the podcast?
I think, you know, every podcast episode, I think we might end up with a word of prayer, you know, just praying for our listeners. I mean, praying that, you know, anybody that can be touched by this podcast will be touched. It'll open their eyes to see God and just know how great and wonderful He is. And like you said, you know, just bring, you know, anybody that may need that touch, just bring somebody into their life that'll help lead them to God. So I just think, you know, it's prayer's such an important, such a powerful tool. And then, yeah, I think it should definitely be incorporated in you know, everything we do. I mean, my favorite passage in the Bible actually comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. It says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks to God in all circumstances." So, I mean, it tells you right there, you know, pray continually. I mean, everything we go through in this life, we got to, you know, give praise to God and just pray, you know, for everything we go through. So It's definitely powerful and definitely important.
Sounds pretty important. Well, would you like to close us in prayer this time, Rodney?
Sure. We'll just say once again, you know, thanks for tuning back in. And we'll just pray that you'll just keep, you know, listening, keep, you know, putting God in the center of your life. So let's go ahead and turn to God for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time to gather and just to worship you, Lord, with, you know, your word, and to meditate on what you have to say, Lord. We just pray that you'll just continue to be with us, be with our listeners, just help us all to grow closer to you, Lord. Help us to grow in the knowledge of you and through your scripture, and just help us to be the men, women, children, the people that you need us to be, the husbands, the wives, the fathers, mothers, I mean, whoever's listening, Lord. I just pray that you'll just be with them, and just be with Brandon and I as we try to, you know, do what you want us to do through this podcast, Lord. We turn this podcast over to you. We want you to be the center of this podcast, just like we want you to be the center of our lives. And we just pray that you'll just continue to walk through us through this journey. And just if there's anybody that, you know, we can touch, anybody that needs something, we pray that you'll just allow them to reach out to us or find someone, you know, that can lead them in a godly life, Lord. And we just pray that you'll just help us all to live the godly lives that you need us to be. Just help us be the people, the disciples, to help others. And we just pray that you'll just continue to walk with us, Lord. And we just thank you for all that you do. We thank you for this opportunity to reach out to others, to fellowship with each other. And we just pray that you'll continue to bless this podcast and bless each and every one of us in our lives, Lord. We love you and pray these things in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Appreciate it. Preach it. All right. I think that this brings us to the end.
Yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up, and we hope to see you guys again next time. So make sure you stay tuned in. I mean, find us on your favorite podcast station, and, you know, we'll just keep on, you know, with what God has for us to do. So you got any last closing words, Brandon?
I'll just leave it like this. Keep calm and dad on.
Thanks for spending time with us today. Be sure to check us out on our website and also on Facebook and Instagram. Also, let us know if you have any prayer requests. Finally, please like, share, and subscribe to stay updated. Until next time, keep calm and dad on.